Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus prayed, "I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth." The Gospel of the Lord. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of Jesus.
This is maybe sounding like a broken record. Are there broken records anymore? Who's got it? But let's start once more from the two life situations in our text. These last several weeks, we've been reading Jesus' farewell speech. Jesus is leaving the disciples whom he has called friends. How does it feel to lose a friend, a best friend? Perhaps one that has brought healing and life and purpose. Has that happened to you? Someone very close. I know to me it has happened. How do disciples feel as Jesus is leaving? Abandoned? Fearful? Vulnerable? And as our opening hymn says, this prayer, this conversation, this encouragement for us to reflect on how we're feeling about Jesus leaving is not rooted only in the distant time of Palestine, but it transverses all of the ages to us here and now as well. How do we feel? Is Jesus with us? We know that they are scared. Later on, they gather and hide together in fear after Jesus' death. Question they might be asking now that Jesus is gone, is leaving, is to whom do I belong? Where is meaning? Where is my purpose? What relationship do I have any longer? Where is love, they wonder. Who am I, they now ask. Where am I? Now that Jesus, the one who says, "I am the door, the good shepherd, the way, the truth, the life, the one who gives life and love and purpose to them, is leaving. Instead of them saying, I am somebody, as it was our frame a couple weeks ago, now they wonder, who am I? Or am I at all? Do I belong? To whom? To where? Do I belong? Is the question haunting John's community as well. He's writing this gospel some 5 or 6 decades after Jesus' death and his conversation. And in that context, John's community is being excluded. They are being put out of their church community because of their belief in Jesus as the Messiah. Their deep relationships of decades, of centuries, of history are broken. Friendships lost, connections severed, love lost. The need to belong, isn't that the essence of our humanity? Belonging, as it is at the heart of our search for friends, our search for a life partner, a community, God. To be connected, to be passionate, to be compassionate, in love, in friendship, in healing, in laughter, to another person is life itself. To be related, to belong, to be faithful, is to have joy made complete, which is Jesus' stated desire for us. Broken belonging, broken relationship, betrayal, loss can be the very deepest form of pain, the deepest suffering. The great and late poet John O'Donohue said, "All suffering arises from the dark valley of broken belonging." Sounds very much like the valley of the shadow of death, to belong to nothing. Another way we might think of it, or to describe the experience, is from the great author Dostoevsky. He had this concept of hell. Hell is the suffering of being unable to love, to not belong, to not accept others into friendship and belonging. So the question is, who belongs? Who is deserving of life? Hasn't that become our national question? Who belongs? Who's part of the community? Who gets life? Who doesn't? The motto, to be great again, both comes from a very depth of suffering. People are threatened with the loss of an identity, a loss of a reality of life. Where do they belong? The world is changing, especially the white world, perhaps even the male world. But the trouble is, the greatness envisioned is based upon the exclusion of others, that some don't belong, the ridicule of others. The challenge for all of us is not to exclude in return, not to hate in return. So Jesus gives us, just earlier in this farewell speech, this radical new command to love one another. Jesus is calling us. He is loving us out of the hell of being unable to love others, out of the world of exclusion, into a new creation, God's creation. Jesus prayed, it says. That's the way we started. Our lesson today at the conclusion of this farewell speech is a prayer. And as I mentioned, this prayer isn't just bounded by the four walls that in which the disciples and Jesus were, or by the confines of Palestine, but it is a prayer that transverses the ages. It is for you, it's for your heart, it's for us as a community, for us to remember that we belong. Jesus has this one prayer in the Gospel of John. He can ask anything, but he asks for one thing, which is everything, the only thing, that we belong, that our brokenness is healed. The language, as we read, it seems kind of confusing, but as you read it and you kind of repeat and see the words that repeat, the language is all about belonging. God has given us to Jesus. We belong to God. We belong to Jesus. We belong, are connected, related to the Christ, and through him to the very creator of the universe, the Word of life. You gave me these from the world. You gave them to me. The words of life you gave to me, and I give to them, to you, to me, to all of us. Jesus does not pray for the world to be great again. I'm asking on your behalf, not on behalf of the world. The world has hated them. We are living in a world in which hatred is the very organizing principle of our being, where hatred is used for political advantage, where hatred is used to organize community and parties. Who belongs? Who is ridiculed? Who is excluded? But Jesus is praying for us all to be sanctified in the truth that we belong to our Creator. We are deeply related in the depth of God's heart, in the mystery of the created universe, from the very mega galaxies to the minutest of particles. We exist only by relationship. We are sanctified and saved only by relationship. Dear friends, Jesus calls us friends. Love one another. That is, bring life to each other. Protect them. Guard them. As I have protected you and guard you, even now. None are lost. None are destined to be lost. That means none are excluded. All are welcome. Now there's that exception, that one, which we think is Judas. And it probably is Judas in this context. But as I'm preaching at any rate, I wonder if Jesus isn't speaking of himself. Only he is lost upon the cross, that the promise of Scripture might be fulfilled, that all might have life, that we all might be received and included in the will and love of God. Jesus is about to bear the hatred of the whole world, the ridicule of the whole world, the exclusion, the suffering, the death. And if we think with Dostoevsky that hell is the suffering of being unable to love, to belong to no one and nothing, Jesus' resurrection empowers us to love, to be new beings, new creatures, and sends us forth, for we are saved from that world, that hell, and brought to resurrection life, to protect others, to welcome others, to give life to others in Jesus' name, to guard, to welcome, to forgive, to love, faithful to God, faithful to one another, sanctified in the truth, in the truth of our relationship, our belonging to God, to Jesus, to the life, to the gift that we are given. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Yes.
I mentioned who these people are.
At the beginning, okay.